Hey there, theme park fans. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we go through the week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is October 29th, so let's get cracking. Tokyo Disney Resort announced this week that Fantasy Springs at Tokyo Disney Sea is going to open on June 6th of 2024. Now, this new region of Tokyo Disney Sea is going to be the largest expansion for any of Tokyo's parks. In fact, it's the largest expansion of any individual park in Walt Disney Imagineering history. So it's a massive expansion. It's going to have three sub-lands. They're basically going to be lands, but Peter Pan, Tangled, and Frozen are all going to have their own franchise-themed lands in the park. And I think it's really cool that Tokyo Disney can give us a, we're going to open this in 6 months or 8 months in this case. Everyone's a little bit surprised at how late this opening is going to be. A lot of people thought it might be opening in April for the start of the physical year for Japan, but apparently not. It's, yeah, really exciting to have an official date. People can start planning to go to Disney in the boiling hot summer and see Peter Pan, Tangled and Frozen, and the four or five new rides that aren't anywhere else. They're going to be a part of Tokyo Disney Sea from that point. So that's a really exciting announcement. Disneyland Resort has also announced an opening of their own. Well, it's really a reopening. The Treehouse in Adventureland has been closed since 2021. They briefly reopened it after the pandemic when the pandemic reopenings happened, and then closed it again in 2021. It's got a brand new theme and it's going to reopen, which is exciting. The funny thing is the brand new theme is actually the old theme. So the newly themed attraction is going to be called, and this is a big name, Adventureland Treehouse, inspired by Walt Disney's Swiss Family Robinson. And it's going to officially open on November 10th, which is not that far away. It's, as I said, been closed since 2021. It, at that point, was themed to Tarzan. So this attraction was previously themed to the Swiss Family Robinson up until 1999, when they re-themed it to Tarzan, which, I mean, both fit with the sort of Adventureland theming. I guess the Swiss Family Robinson's just a little bit more classic as an attraction. I don't know that the Tarzan movie is big in people's consciousness anymore. So Disney took the opportunity when they couldn't really run it as normal after the pandemic to close it and theme it back to the Swiss Family Robinson. And yeah, that's going to be opening on November 10th, which is just a couple of weeks away. Shanghai Disneyland have announced their new Zootopia Land, which we've heard about a lot recently, is going to open on December 20th of this year, which is really, really soon for such a big land. It's going to have the new Zootopia Hot Pursuit ride in it again, which no one has really seen yet, but looks pretty cool. So yeah, I'm hoping that draws a lot of tourists away from Tokyo Disney at around that time. Not for any real reason, maybe. Not maybe that I'm going to be at Tokyo Disney in December. But hopefully there are lots of people going over and checking out this new attraction in Shanghai in December. We've got more. There's a lot of Disney news this week. Really strap in. The first bit's all about Disney, and then we've got some weird random other stuff. So, while Disney World has given us more details of their Christmas celebrations for this year, the Magic Kingdom is going to get a new projection show called Frozen Holiday Surprise. That looks fairly standard. It's probably not that different to what they had last year, to be perfectly honest. When they say new, it might just be a new name and a couple of new scenes or a couple of new effects. But you never know. They might sneak a drone or something in like they've been doing in Paris, which would be cool. But we won't hold our breath for that. Over at Hollywood Studios, they have a whole lot of entertainment they've announced for their Jollywood Nights event. The most exciting for me is definitely the new show that's coming to the Frozen Sing-Along Theatre. It's called What's This? And it's a Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along show, which Nightmare Before Christmas is one of my favourites. And a little bit underrepresented in the parks. I know they have the overlays at a couple of the Disney parks, but not all of the Disney parks for Haunted Mansion. I'm very excited. I might get to ride on the one at Disney in Tokyo. But yeah, so I think it's really cool that they're bringing this What's This Sing Along, because the songs in Nightmare Before Christmas are pretty sensational. Disney also announced that Epcot International Festival of the Arts is going to return in January of 2024 and run through to February 19th. It's pretty standard. You know, Epcot gets a festival most weeks of the year. There's that joke that's going around about when it doesn't have a festival, it's really diet Epcot, which I really enjoy. So yeah, we're getting another Festival of the Arts next year, as expected. There was a massive amount of Disney Cruise Line this week. I don't normally cover Disney Cruise Line. It's not really it's themed entertainment, but it's not really theme parks, and I'm just not a big cruise person. There are a lot of Disney people who are massive cruise people, so I respect it, but not really a boat person. So, lots of Disney Cruise news this week about new sailings. Obviously, this week was also the week that the Disney Wonder came through Sydney Harbour. So, if you've been on social media, you've probably seen a whole lot of Australian Disney people fanning, particularly the ones around Sydney, at the massive Disney ship coming in to port. Yeah, look, that's going to be great for the people that love it. It's not my kind of thing. The reason why I'm mentioning Disney Cruise Line in this podcast is that they are going to have a new bar in their next vessel. So their next vessel is called the Disney Treasure. It officially set sail in December of 2024, and they've announced that in place of what on the other vessels is the Hyperspace Lounge, on the Disney Treasure, they're going to have a new bar called the Haunted Mansion Parlor, which is obviously Haunted Mansion themes and thus theme park related. It looks pretty cool. They've got a few cool effects from the little demo videos that they put online, and I think that will be really cool for people who get to go on the Disney Treasure. I'll probably never see it. Elsewhere in the world, we've got we've just got all kinds of random news going on. So Japan's new Ghibli park down near Nagoya is hyping, for want of a better term, the upcoming opening of the Princess Mononoke area of the park, which is going to premiere on November the 1st, that's this week. Yeah, it's going to premiere this week. So typical Ghibli fashion, hyping is not the right word. It's more like releasing images that are a partial image of something and putting a cryptic clue in Japanese underneath it. Regardless, they are at least mentioning that they are definitely opening this area. The land will feature a sculpture of the Tatarigami spirit monster and a slide themed to the boar god Lord Okoto. I actually haven't seen Princess Mononoke, so bear with me while I try to pronounce things. I've seen a lot of Ghibli movies, but I have not seen that one. I actually really love Ghibli movies, so I don't know why I haven't seen that one. But anyway, there is also going to be an area where guests can make their own gohi mochi rice cakes. So that'll be really interesting to see what the sort of rice flour rice cakes are that you can make in that land. Elsewhere around the world, in the US, several of the Cedar Fair theme parks, Carowinds, King's Dominion, and California's Great America are returning this coming year to their traditional calendars, where they close in winter and reopen in spring. So for those that aren't aware, Cedar Fair tried a sort of a year-round in a loose term, opening schedule this year. I don't think it was a huge success. Their operating income wasn't massively higher because of it. Essentially, they were just running on weekends during the winter. Carowinds and King's Dominion and California's Great America are going to go back to their old schedule. Probably not terribly surprising that that didn't work. People are not used to it. It probably would take a few years of being open in the winter and having wintery type events for people to really catch on that they were open. So quick backflip from Cedar Fair there. Universal's theme parks have announced that they took in more than $2.4 billion in revenue in the third quarter of this year, 2023. According to their parent company, Comcast, this week, they had an earnings call where they announced basically how great they were going, and indeed they're going great. The theme parks are a record profits. Subscriptions are going really well for the business. It was a really positive investor call. That theme park revenue is higher than the comparable 2019 data, so we're better than we were before the pandemic, which is pretty extraordinary for Comcast. There was a little bit of bad news in the theme park news that essentially the Orlando parks had slid a little bit. That might be because there was a big opening in Hollywood on the other side of the country that might have taken some traffic away. And obviously, there are a lot of people that are holding off visiting Universal Orlando until the opening of their much-hyped Epic Universe Park, which is currently under construction. So it wasn't all good news, but like largely good news from Comcast. And despite this, the Comcast stock immediately after the earnings call dived like 8%, which is extraordinary to have a really positive earnings call, but the stock dies. Essentially, that's a sign that the market had priced in that it was going to go even better than the very, very good results that they got, which is silly, if you ask me. But that's the way stock markets work. So there you go. And our last bit of news, we don't have a lot of official reporting on it, but I thought I would mention it anyway. There's been a video that surfaced online from Happy Valley in Shenzhen in China of the Bullet Coaster, one of their coasters, having an accident or an incident that looks like it might be two of the trains have collided, causing one of them to derail. The reports that I've heard and have been reported on places like Screamscape and other places online say that there were 8 riders that could have been injured in the incident. Doesn't sound like anything super serious, or at least we're not hearing that it's been anything super serious. So the Bullet Coaster is a modern SNS thrust air-style launch coaster, which opened back in 2012 at the park. So it's a fairly recent coaster, and obviously something has happened. It looked like it might have been fairly close to the station, or at least that's where the video showed things from. I don't know. But yeah, so something's definitely happened at Happy Valley Shenzhen in the last day or so. And we obviously wish everyone affected by this a super speedy recovery. And that's it for this week's theme park news. You can check us out on various social medias. You can check us out on X at Theme Park Nut, on Threads and Instagram, Theme Park Nut Insta. Obviously, you can follow us on YouTube and TikTok, where we do our weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos, which are a much, much, much shorter version of this. And so, if you want more news, you can tune in again next week. We will be back. And until then, cheers.